This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
The praying mantis will kill and eat hummingbirds. Is that true or false? It is absolutely true.
What?
You're telling me a stick of a creature?
Things are about to get ugly. That's going to leave a mark.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio. Thank you for listening to AFR. We're going to be here for the next hour and 25 minutes. And joining me is Ed Battagliano. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tim. Happy Friday to you.
Ready to challenge our listeners?
Oh, we're going to challenge listeners. Are you kidding?
Okay. Like that.
Buckle your seatbelts, pal.
I like that enthusiasm right there. J.J. Jasper.
Good to be here. Sign on the back of Santa's sleigh says, don't like my driving? Call 1-800-NO-GIFT.
J.J. Jasper, Ed Battagliano, Tim Wildman. We're here for Trivia Friday. We also call this
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air. And we are going to ask trivia questions, let you call in and answer them. So you can call in, ask, or answer. Let me give you the phone number. Please don't call if you've gotten on the air with us in the last 4 weeks. We have a four-week waiting period. Really, what amounts to a five-week, right?
Because four on the fifth week,
yeah,
yes.
On the fifth week
on
of Christmas.
The fifth week.
Yeah, I was thinking the same
trivia.
Thing. Yeah, and so, thank you. Here's the phone number to reach us. Now, don't call if you've gotten on the air with us in the last 4 weeks. That's what I'm saying. Here's the phone number to reach us. We want as many new people to get an opportunity to be on with us as possible. Here's the phone number, 888. If you got problems with those three numbers, there's no point in listening to the rest of this, really. 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840. If you want to watch our show today, sort of join us in studio, if you will, on the internet, we're live streaming on Facebook and YouTube. Just type in today's issues on Facebook or YouTube, today's issues, and you should see the cameras we put in studio for the show today. So join us that way if you'd like to. We'd love to have you watch the show and engage with other listeners that way. We do have one ground rule. No, we don't. We've already established that fact. Don't call in, right? We do have a Ed, why don't you tell them this part of the
show?
Yeah,
I'm
sorry. There's your shirt, man. I didn't know. I got my own right here.
Okay, here's when you call in,
yes.
If you answer the mystery question correctly. Did we already mention the mystery question?
No, we haven't.
Okay.
We haven't.
All right. So one of these nine questions is a mystery question.
Uh-huh.
And if you call in and basically accidentally answer it correctly, all right, you hear this sound. Yes, that's Tim's beloved cowbell.
Yes,
not everyone in the country loves the cowbell. But anyway, you will love it because that will mean you will win a free Trivia Friday Learning University t-shirt. If you're watching online, you see us holding it up right now. We're holding it up so you can see it. If you're just listening on your radio and you want to see what it looks like, you can go to afastore.net, and if you don't want to try to win it
buy it
by
outright.
Answering the mystery question,
buy it for yourself. Treat yourself.
It's only $15, plus it helps the ministry. And every day you wear it, we guarantee an increase of 0.5 point in your IQ.
Well, a lot of people have somebody in their church that they know that they're a big Trivia Friday fan. This would make a fun stocking stuffer for somebody.
It would.
Somebody
Absolutely.
In your family, somebody in your church or small group. Great little Christmas gift, afastore.net, $15. So it's a good deal, and it helps the ministry.
Plus, you go out to eat at a restaurant, at a buffet. You go to overeat at a buffet, and you wear this T-shirt. You will see other people might come up to you and say, hey, I listen to that as well.
Ring that beloved
Make new friends.
Ring that beloved cowbell one more time.
Right, I'm putting my hand over my heart.
Yeah,
I love
JJ
it.
And I.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, that's good.
That's
enough.
Wonderful.
That's, yeah. JJ and I.
No, keep ringing it. Keep ringing it. We're going to break people.
As Mississippi
of that,
State fans,
that
we love that sound. I was reading a message board the other day because my alma mater, Mississippi State, is playing University of Iowa in a bowl game.
Yeah.
The
in Tampa, Florida.
Yeah, the Outback bowl game. So I was reading. I was reading the Iowa page and. They were talking like, these people ring cowbells. They'll bring, and they were going like, you're serious? Yeah, they bring them to the ball game. Yeah, like
they didn't know that?
Well, they were going like.
Some may not know the intensity of it.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, in fact, you showed, we were watching some of the things where they were preparing to play LSU, whoever, and they actually had them in practice with all these cowbells, the noise, because that would throw
a
quarterback off.
If you play at Starkville. Yeah, 60,
home.
You know, 50,000-60,000 people ringing.
Oh, yeah, it's deafening.
But it's insane if you're not one of.
Let me just ask you this. Yeah. Do other SEC schools allow fans to
use
the cowbells?
No, not to bring them into the stadium. No.
Okay.
No, and Mississippi State fans are only supposed to ring them when the play call is not going on.
I think there's another school in Mississippi. They ring a Southern Gentleman, Shark, Bear, kind of a contraption. I don't even know how to describe
JJ,
it. It's pretty convoluted.
Be careful, JJ. We have a lot of Ole Miss people who give to our ministry. You start offending them, they won't write checks anymore. So anyway, all right. We are here to have some fun. Let's get started.
All right. Here are my three questions. I'll start us off. Question number one. The Roman numeral X has the numeric value 10. What value does the Roman numeral D have? D is in David.
Wow.
Yeah, I hunted this up. We've had some Roman numeral questions the last several weeks. What value does the Roman numeral D, as in David, have? Second question. In the comics, the alter ego of the Hulk is Bruce Banner. What was his name in the TV series, The Incredible Hulk? It is different, is what I'm saying.
Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying that it is different.
It's different.
Sure enough. Third question. Although most people think it's a more modern word, the word duh actually originated in the 1940s. Is that true or false?
That's good. Like D-U-H?
Yeah, when people say duh.
Yeah. Did that originate in the 40s?
Did it? I don't know.
Okay.
I've got. First question, what Texas city is nicknamed the Yellow Rose of Texas? What Texas city is nicknamed the Yellow Rose of Texas? Second question, which team did Vince Lombardi coach to win two Super Bowl victories?
I don't know. If you don't know that, even if you're a millennial, if you don't know that, you ought to have your citizenship revoked.
At least your sports card. You know, you got the man card.
Yeah.
Your sports card should be Yankee.
Vince Lombardi,
sure.
You don't know who he coached. Come on, people. Come on. Don't admit that in public.
And not everybody's a sports aficionado like you are.
That's
entry-level sports trivia.
That's like not knowing who Babe Ruth is.
That's pop culture type stuff.
That's like not knowing who Babe Ruth is.
Right.
Candy bar.
Now, I've heard of Babe Ruth, but who's the great Bambino? Who was that? No. Here's my third question. True or false, it's impossible to catch a cold at the North Pole. Is that true or false?
That's a great question.
It's impossible to catch a cold in the North Pole.
Here are my questions. Which Hawaiian island, this is December the 7th, right?
Yes.
So this is the
anniversary of Pearl Harbor.
Pearl Harbor.
So which island did the 1941 attack on Pearl Harbor occur?
That's good that you brought up a question for
yes,
that.
Yes, yes. That really got us into World War II right there.
And isn't this the day our president came on? Isn't this the one that said this day will live in infamy?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
FDR. Franklin Delano Roosevelt, one of the most famous it was a radio talk to the nation. We didn't have 24/7, you know,
right
news. I mean, news.
Gee, and are we better off?
Yeah, I know. So he gave he basically was breaking the news to I don't know if he was breaking the news, but you know, to the many people in the country, he was.
Yeah.
All right, my second question: how many carats are there in pure gold? You know, people say you got right. a 3-carat, 4-carat, 5-carat, whatever ring. How many carats are there in pure gold? I can't believe I'm asking that question, really, because I don't even know what a carat is. But yet I'm asking the question because I want wisdom from the rest of the listeners.
Hey.
Speaking of which,
yes.
I just saw this a couple of days ago, a little dark humor. Uh-huh. They uncovered a mass graveyard for snowmen. At least at first glance, they thought they did, and it was a farmer's carrot field that had been plowed under.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
Mass
because
burial
of
ground
all the
for
yeah, carrot noses. All right.
Different kind of carrot.
That took a second, but yeah. I'm with you.
During his 2-year imprisonment in Rome, how many epistles did Paul write?
Good question.
Question from the Bible. During his 2-year imprisonment in Rome, how many epistles did Paul write?
So I hope that's the mystery question. That'd be worth a t-shirt right there.
Let's get started.
Let's go. We're going to go to, is this Wyoming? Abraham is on the line. Abraham, I'm looking at my computer screen. Do you live in Wyoming?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Which station do you listen to? Are you getting us on the web?
I'm getting you on the web.
Okay. All right. Wonderful. Thanks for listening.
He's 13 years old. He does everything on the web.
Yeah. You guys get a lot of snow in the wintertime, don't you?
Oh, yeah. It's not that much right now. It's only like 2 inches, but.
Yeah, that's not bad. Hey, you want to ask, answer, or do both, Abraham?
I'm going to do both.
Which question you want to answer?
I'm going to answer the one about the Hulk.
All right. In the comics, the alter ego of the Hulk is Bruce Banner. What was his name in the TV series, The Incredible Hulk?
His name was Dr. David Banner.
Yes, it was. David Banner.
Way to go. Now, way to start us out,
what
Abraham.
What was that actor that played him on TV? Baxter? Or
That was,
you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, if you hadn't asked me, that'll come to me. I don't think it was Baxter.
That would have been in the 80s, right?
Bill Bixby.
Bill Bixby. Yeah. Now, Lou Ferrigno was...
Lou Ferrigno was the actual Hulk when he turned into it.
Yeah.
So, Abraham, you don't seem old enough to remember that show. Have you ever watched it?
Yeah, a couple times.
Okay.
Good.
I just saw the credits.
Hey, did Lou Ferrigno and the Hulk, did he have any lines?
No, I think
like
that.
I can't remember though.
Did he just grunt?
Yeah, he just grunted.
Yeah.
I think his role was to tear the shirt. Yeah. To rip that shirt as he got bigger.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Men's Warehouse made a killing off him. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, that's a great job, Abraham. What's your question for us?
Well, it takes Earth 365 days to orbit around the sun, but that's 1 year. So how long is Neptune's year in Earth years?
How long is Neptune?
Wow, that's a good question.
You know, my wife Allison and I, we were just talking about this the other night.
So it's further out in its orbit, so it's going to be more than 365 days. I don't have any
I'm
idea.
Stumped.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
I don't know either.
What about it,
you got
Abraham?
Abraham, what's the answer?
It's 165 years.
165 years to go around the sun? It's millions of miles away.
Yeah.
165, that's just in our solar system. That's just a planet down the block.
It's not down the block.
I mean, imagine those kids when they're saying, when's spring break ever going to get here? Honey, you're going to have to be patient.
Right.
It's another 50 years.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
Thanks,
that's
Abraham.
Interesting.
Have a great weekend.
Neptune.
Neptune.
And Neptune is it the last one now?
No, it's past Jupiter and Saturn. I think it's Neptune and
in our
Uranus
solar system
and Pluto. I think
those are the planets in
our. Is that right? Did I get the order right?
Is it a solar system? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Good deal.
All right, Abraham. Good job there, brother. Have a great weekend. Okay.
Yeah. Right. You too.
All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Let's keep going, Ian.
All right, I said we keep going.
Let's
Virginia, we'll swing towards the other side of the country. Dave is on the line. Mm. Dave, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, brothers. How are you today?
Hey, doing great. Dave, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I would like to do both, please.
All right. Which question do you want to answer?
I think I'll answer Tim's first question. The main objective of the strike on Pearl Harbor.
Okay. Dave. Question is as follows. Which Hawaiian island did the 1941 attack on Pearl Harbor occur?
That would have been the island of Oahu.
Oahu, that's right. That's the city, obviously Honolulu.
Mm-hmm.
But the Honolulu is on the island of Oahu.
That's where the naval base was.
Yes. Have you ever been there?
I'll tell you something that might be of interest. I saw a reprint of our major newspaper here, the Richmond Times-Dispatch, mm-hmm. and they reported the attack on Oahu. People were not aware that the fleet, the naval fleet, was the main target. The people just generally thought they attacked the Hawaiian Islands and struck Oahu. They didn't realize that the main thrust of the attack was to destroy the ships at Pearl Harbor specifically.
Huh, yeah.
And, of course, the Army bases and the air bases, you know, around too. But the main thrust of the attack was to destroy the fleet, which they actually did not accomplish very well.
Yeah. Hey, Dave, have you ever been there?
No, I have not.
Yeah.
That's on my bucket list.
Yeah, I've had the privilege of going to Hawaii twice, just to Oahu. I would have liked to go to other islands there, but did visit the
Memorial there,
the USS Arizona.
Believe
is that
that's right?
Right. And they say that the oil still...
The oil still comes to the surface. There'll be little oil slick rings there
wow.
on the water after all these years.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Saw it myself. I was there. The memorial is very touching, real sober, somber, very patriotic.
What did the Japanese attack us for?
Well, there's a whole... That's kind of complex, but we had... had an embargo.
The Japanese needed natural resources. They knew that we weren't going to let them go into Southeast Asia and just take what they wanted, and they knew they were going to have to interfere with us. They needed natural resources more than anything for their economy. The main thing they needed was oil.
Okay.
They wanted tin and rubber and other, you know, other materials that they could get in Asia and Southeast Asia. And the Philippines, and we were going to get in their way, and they knew it.
Gotcha.
Yeah, we had an embargo on them because they had attacked China, and so as Dave is saying, they needed resources.
They knew war with the U.S. was coming.
Was inevitable.
So why not go ahead?
They try to
take
the Philippines.
Take out our.
They knew we would go to war with them. They were going to try to take us out.
I understand. All right. Thank you, Dave. Take care, my brother.
Does he have a question for us?
My question.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Dave.
We all know that our motto of the United States is "In God We Trust." Mm-hmm. Okay. The Confederate States of America, during their existence, also had a motto. Do you know what it was?
I don't. Do you guys? You guys know?
What was the motto of the Confederacy? No, I don't.
No, nope.
JJ,
I don't.
Hey, Dave,
that's
you stumped us. It's a good trivia question. What was the motto of the Confederacy?
I'm going to attempt to say it in Latin. It's Deo Vindice. That is, in English, God will judge.
God will judge.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Dave.
All right. Thank you, Dave. Great
Merry
trivia
Christmas.
Question. Have a great weekend. Merry Christmas.
God will judge what?
I guess between the two sides, I'm guessing.
Okay. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Tim, Ed, and JJ, we thank you for listening. You can send us an email at comments@afr.net. Comments@afr.net. We're taking your calls. Let's continue on here. By the way, my question was answered, right? One of my three.
Yes.
Oahu. Well, you've been to Hawaii?
I have not.
You've been, JJ.
I've been. Put it on the bucket list.
Yeah.
It's not particularly on my bucket list. I think I'd rather go to Europe or something, some places in Europe than Hawaii, but I wouldn't turn it down, you know.
For education, you don't like pineapple, do you, Ed?
Not on my pizza, I can tell you that. I mean, yeah, pineapple belongs in
pineapple
certain places.
Pineapple on pizza is just, it's one of those things you say, it's just wrong.
That's just wrong.
It's wrong. When did you go to Hawaii?
It's 25 years ago, and went to Hanama Bay and went to Dole Pineapple Plantation. Went up into the Diamond Head and watched the cliff divers.
It's beautiful.
In the whole thing. Beautiful. It's just amazing. 72 degrees year-round.
Yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful place to go.
It's expensive, too, though, to live there, I think.
It is expensive.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, back to the phones.
All right, we go to Texas now. John is on the line. John, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, guys. Greetings from Cut and Shoot.
Hey.
Oh, it's a Cut and Shoot.
Cut and Shoot, John.
Cut and Shoot Day.
Hey, John, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Well, I want to do both. And first, I want to wish you all a happy Hanukkah.
Okay. Well, thank you. Appreciate that.
You celebrate Hanukkah, do you, Ed?
Well, I thought maybe he's Jewish.
Somebody does. Yeah,
and he was, you know.
Candelabra.
Yeah, somebody that's listening, I'm Christian, but I like to wish them happy Hanukkah.
Absolutely.
Sure.
When I meet up.
Yes, sir.
It's a Jewish celebration that's going on now. Is it going on now?
Yeah. I had an uncle who was
last couple weeks.
And when we would go visit, it was always Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah.
Hanukkah, yeah.
Got everything in there.
John, this will get me in trouble, but I saw something that said, roses are red, violets are bluish. If not for Christmas, we'd all be Jewish.
I actually like that.
Send that email to me, because I don't mind.
Yeah.
We love our Jewish friends, and we love being in a Judeo-Christian country where the heritage, you know, our Bible came from the Holy Land, our Savior came from the Holy Land.
That's right.
So we're partners with our Jewish friends for sure. John, ask, answer, or do both?
I want to do both.
Which one you want to answer?
I want to try the Vince Lombardi one.
All right. Which team did Vince Lombardi coach to win 2 Super Bowl victories?
Green Bay Packers.
Got to answer that, right?
Yeah. Vince Lombardi, Green Bay Packers, that would have been in the 60s, right?
Yes. Probably 66, 67, I think, when they won those two.
For some reason, I thought Green Bay was just a really large town. You think a town's big enough to have a franchise. And then I heard it's a small town, and the whole town comes together to support. And a friend of mine went, a mutual friend, Randall Murphy, went on a media tour, and they go from the locker room over to the field, and kids line up on their bikes, and they ride their bicycles alongside the players, and the whole town pitches in to support the team, but the town's not big at all.
They all own a share.
And then their Packers.
Very unique.
The packing company was big there, hence the Green Bay Packers.
All right. Hey, John, what's your question for us?
Okay. Excuse me. Since we were talking to Hanukkah and stuff, but in a liturgical calendar, the Christian calendar, the liturgical folks that use them, do you know how many seasons there are in the Christian liturgical calendar? And if possible, could you name them?
You better tell us because we don't know.
You got Lent, you got Advent.
Yeah. It's 7 seasons.
Sugar Bowl.
Ash Wednesday. Hey, name them off for us.
Advent, Christmas, Epiphany, Lent, Easter, Pentecost, and Trinity.
I had Epiphany once. I was telling my friend, I said, I just had an epiphany. It just come to me. Never take a laxative and a sleeping pill on the same night.
Hey, thanks, John. We got to take a break here. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend. That's good advice. I don't care who you are.
We need some separation from that joke. We'll be back in a minute.
On the next Today's Issues, our guest will be Sandy Rios of Sandy Rios in the Morning.
He reminds us of what the presidency used to be. It used to be reserved for people who had extremely exemplary lives and service. George Herbert Walker Bush checked all the boxes.
We'll also have news headlines and analysis from American Family News reporters. Don't miss the next Today's Issues, weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio and on Facebook.
Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Wildman, president of American Family Association and American Family Radio. 2019 is upon us, and we're going to be going back to Washington, D.C. and to Williamsburg for our spiritual heritage tours. And if you've been wanting to go, maybe this is the year for you. These tours fill up several months in advance. And one of the reasons they do is because we have an actual historian, a professional historian that comes on our tour with us. His name is Stephen McDowell. He's the president of the Providence Foundation, and he knows more about early American history, especially the Christian influence on early American history. He knows more than anybody I know. So, if you want to go with us, you can find out more information at spiritualheritagetours.com. That's in June and September. Pick the month you want to go. Find out more information at spiritualheritagetours.com. That's spiritualheritagetours.com.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next. Since 1971, Liberty University's values have been defined by a commitment to excellence and a biblical worldview. Their mission of training champions for Christ has remained the foundation of everything they do. It's that mission that propels Liberty students to excellence in the classroom and beyond. More than 550 programs of study from undergrad to doctoral degrees, effectively preparing students to enter a competitive job market. Visit liberty.edu to learn more. That's liberty.edu. A first grade teacher in Smithville, Texas, is in trouble after she posted a video of her students reciting a Bible verse. The Facebook video showed boys and girls at Brown Primary School quoting a passage of scripture from the New Testament. To paraphrase, the Bible verse encouraged kids to love people and run from evil. That apparently is a controversial statement in Smithville, Texas. The school district said the teacher made a mistake, and according to religious liberty experts, the teacher did, in fact, break the rules. A 1963 Supreme Court ruling struck down public school-sponsored Bible readings and prayer as unconstitutional. We are a nation built on a foundation girded by Judeo-Christian principles. It's unfortunate we live in a society where those same values are now verboten in the classroom. But according to the law of the land, the golden rule has been banished from government schools. I'm Todd Starnes.
Starring Andy Griffith, oddly enough. Also starring Don Knotts. Favorite show of all time.
Hey, that's Ed's favorite show of all time. That was Ed, ladies and gentlemen, doing his impersonation of a guy we don't know.
You can tell what little Italian boy in Boston had too much time on his hands.
Listen, I'd never seen Andy Griffith until I got married. Yeah, that's the absolute truth. Yeah. I had never watched Andy Griffith.
Yeah.
We had like three, we're in a season where we didn't have dish or cable, and so we just had whatever we had.
Yeah.
It was about three stations. And we watched Andy Griffith. It came on right before supper, you know, the reruns.
Yeah.
When you were a kid?
No, I'm talking about just 10 years ago. But our family, I was so glad that our girls, you know, they were 10 years old or whatever, and they were able to watch that, and they said, this is hilarious.
How we started, was that when it would come on just before supper.
Yeah, that's what it was. In that old adage, I heard somebody say once, you remember when the best humor used to be the good, clean kind?
Yeah.
It still is. And to see my 10-year-olds laughing, mm-hmm. said, this is timeless, unlike a lot of the filth that's out there today.
All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. I'm Tim with Ed and JJ, American Family Radio. You want to watch the show, go to YouTube or Facebook and just type in Today's Issues. We also have an app for American Family Radio, so you get out of range of our radio signal, you can just go to and get our app on your phone or your iPad or similar device. It's very simple. It just takes you about 60 seconds to download the app from the App Store. And then you can listen anywhere.
You're traveling to Neptune over Christmas vacation.
Yeah.
You're going to need that app.
You will, especially since you'll have a whole 165 years before you
rotate back.
That's a lot of times to have to hear, are we there yet?
Yeah. Yeah. And you talk about slower than Christmas right there, you know? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You hear
me? Christmas
slow? You feeling me? Yeah. They may say that
slower than Christmas. I've never heard that expression.
Yeah, I know.
Are you serious? You never have?
You serious, Clark? All right.
So because kids can't wait for it to get here,
right, that kind of thing?
All right.
Yeah, they say
I get that. I understand it. It's slower than Christmas.
All right. Let's give our questions again.
Okay. Well, I'm going to add one because I've had one answered.
Go ahead.
So first one is the Roman numeral X has the numeric value 10.
Uh-huh.
What value does the Roman numeral D have? D is in David.
Bring it.
Second question, although most people think it's a more modern word, the word duh actually originated in the 1940s. Is that true or false, like the way I said that?
I do.
Duh. Okay, and I'm going to add one. This is pretty easy, but you never know. You go to the ATM to withdraw cash, but what does ATM stand for? What does ATM stand for?
Oh, good questions. You're talking about that word, duh. We were explaining to a young friend at our home last night that the word gullible is not in the dictionary, which you would think, you know, that it's even if it was slang, surely it's in the dictionary, but it's not. And he thought that was pretty intriguing. Hey, here we are. Here's my three. First question, what Texas city is nicknamed the Yellow Rose of Texas?
Mm-hmm.
What Texas city or which Texas city is nicknamed the Yellow Rose of Texas? Second question, true or false? It's impossible to catch a cold at the North Pole. Is that true or false?
Isn't there a song called North Pole? Isn't there a song called It's Just Impossible? Isn't there a song?
I don't know
if it is. It's Just Impossible.
Or not.
Just Impossible.
I know there was The Impossible Dream.
And Mission Impossible.
Yeah.
I don't know how they're related. The impossible, maybe that's what I'm thinking about. Maybe.
Hey, and anyway, I've got one more.
Impossible cold.
You got one more?
I've got one more. No, that's And here's I'll add one. This is my third question. In Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol, what was Mr. Scrooge's first name?
That's a great question.
Mr. Scrooge's first name?
Here are my questions. How many carats are there in pure gold? I mentioned earlier, I'm looking to be educated here, or as some say, edumacated, because I know a carat makes up gold. That is a measuring way of gold.
Measuring standard for gold. Right.
But I don't know what a carat is, so I'm looking forward to it beyond that. Maybe there's
right. Right. Maybe it's just a unit of measurement and that's all.
It may be. Number two, during his 2-year imprisonment in Rome, how many epistles did Paul write?
And is an epistle an apostle's wife? You get extra credit if you answer that question.
Well, I'm going to look it up right after I look up the word gullible.
Don't bother looking that up. You're going to waste your time. It's not in there.
And here's my third and final question. How many zeros are there in a trillion? How many zeros are there in a trillion?
Well, let me look up in my bank account and then just count them.
Well, just look up. U.S. debt. That's going to end our. It's going to end our country, yes. And you'll get them right there.
Yeah, that's right. That clock that spins like a fan in August.
All right, our phone number here to reach us to be on the air with us is 888-589-8840. I said 888-589-8840. To get on the air with us here on American Family Radio's Trivia Friday show. Go ahead, Ed.
All right. Pennsylvania.
Uh-huh.
Mike. Answers, questions. Welcome to Trivia Friday, Mike.
Thank you for having me on, gentlemen.
You want to ask, answer, or do both, Mike?
I think I'm going for both this morning.
All right. Which question you want to try to answer?
Well, since my first one was already answered, I'll go with JJ's true or false question.
Here's my true or false question.
Mm-hmm.
It's impossible to catch a cold at the North Pole. Is that true or false, Mike?
Well, I'm going to try this logically. Being that it is so cold, bacteria can't reproduce, I'm going to go with it's true.
You're exactly right.
Yes.
And for the reasons that you mentioned, here's a little of the backstory. It says, cold weather causing colds and flu is just a myth. Germs cause colds, and when the extreme cold weather prevents the transmission of the virus that gives us the common cold. So it's too cold there for you to catch a cold.
That's fantastic.
Yeah,
that's what you call ironic. Right. That's ironic right there.
Too cold to catch a cold.
At the North Pole, I guess they always, you know how there's don't throw this baby out with the bath. They have to put these disclaimers and everything. At the bottom of this little thing I was reading, it says, however, you can catch hypothermia and you can get frostbite. So I guess they're like, don't go up there just because we said you can't catch a cold.
Medication for a common cold is not going to help you when your arm's falling off. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
How are you going to take it anyway?
Yeah.
With no arms.
Yeah. But hey, you got it, Mike, for the exact reason. But there's some irony there that you can't catch a cold. Mm-hmm. You know,
if it's too cold.
Yeah, frozen Arctic there in the North Pole.
All right, Mike, what's your question for us, brother?
Well, I work for a bakery called Flowers Foods. We are number 6 in the world.
Wow.
My question for you is, who is number 1 bakery in the world?
Number one bakery in the world? Is that what he's asking?
Yeah, talking about like a company, not a – that's what you're talking about, like a –
See, I can see that
company name.
Yeah, I can see that big foam hand with that finger coming up. I can see it.
We're number one.
Yeah, if I can just read what it says on there.
All right, what do you guys?
Now, are we talking about like you mean? Are we talking like makes cookies or something like that?
We're talking about Pillsbury or somebody in that, or even beyond them. Like Bimbo.
Like I never even heard of Bimbo. Adam Suddeth, our producer,
that's not accepted in this modern feminist culture where we live.
That's a politically incorrect company.
Yeah, you call somebody a bimbo, they take offense.
We're not talking about the lady who's making the bread. We're talking about the name of the company.
Okay. Guys, this is off subject. But
really,
I used to deliver papers on my paper route. About halfway through, I was over by Colonial Bakery Company. And at 4 in the morning, when that fresh bread being made is wafting through the air, I don't know if there's a more wonderful aroma.
Mm. Especially if it's wafting.
Is it wafting?
I think it's
wafting.
It's wafting?
Well, either way, wafting or wafting, that smell
As a man who's embarrassed himself on national radio pronouncing words, JJ, I sympathize with you, brother, but it's wafting.
You know, however you say it, even when you say it right, it doesn't sound right. It sounds like it should be wafting.
I think we're delaying here because we don't know the answer.
Hey, Mike.
I was going to just guess, what about Wonder? Wonder Bread. Yeah. Is that still around?
Sure, go with it.
Yeah.
Sunbeam.
You say that, I'm going to say Sunbeam.
All right, so we got Mike, we've got Wonder, we've got Sunbeam, and we've got Bimbo. Any of us close?
Well, I can give you that Wonder Bread is actually made by my company.
Oh, really? Okay.
Sunbeam is a private label that can be made by any companies, but you are correct with Bimbo.
What?
Bimbo is the Mexican-based company that is the world number one bakery.
Ladies and gentlemen, Adam Suddeth is brilliant. Yeah.
Hey, when he held up that piece of paper with Bimbo, I thought like, hey, look, pal, let's not get personal here.
Yeah. Well, you know? Adam's running the board for us today, so that's who we're referring to.
Yeah.
You know, when you
I'm impressed.
Look, you know,
really
when you know when you used to debate when you're in high school?
Yeah.
Adam was on the what's the large IQ thing where they have those
Mensa?
Erudites. Well, whatever it is in high school where they go and debate the other genius kids, he was on that team for years and years.
They call him Google Boy. They were talking about Adam.
Yeah.
Because he's so quick on Google.
The big old brain over there. We're proud of you, Adam. Mike, what's your that was your question for us. Have a great weekend. Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you. You too.
Well,
By the way, It's Impossible is a song. I was right. My memory served me correctly.
It did?
Yes, sir. And I'll read you the first line from that song.
Okay.
I can't hum it, but I'll just tell you, it's impossible. Tell the sun to leave the sky, it's just impossible. And I'll share other lines during the show.
Well, we'll wait. We'll wait with bated breath and while the bakery smell is wafting through the air.
Okay. Yeah. What's the correct way to say it? Because I think it's
wafting.
I always heard wafting.
Wafting.
Yeah. But you know, I don't know.
Like waffle? Wafting? Yeah.
Well, let's continue. Why don't we? Well, let's go to Arkansas. Marion is on the line. Marion, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi. Well, Welcome. I'm glad to see you. Glad to talk to you for the second time.
All right. Wonderful. Where are you calling from in Arkansas?
Rogers.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful area.
Yeah, up there in the northwest part of the state. Well, listen, thanks so much for calling. And
Marion.
Marion. And go ahead. Do you want to ask, answer, or both?
I'll do both.
Okay. Which one do you want
like
to answer?
I'd like to answer the one about the Roman numeral.
Okay, here we go. The Roman numeral X has the numeric value 10. What value does the Roman numeral D, as in David, have?
Mm-hmm. 500.
500 is correct.
Nicely done.
Well done.
Wait, so there is a Roman numeral attached to the letter D? Is that what you're asking?
Well, the Roman numeral is D, and it
represents 500?
And its value would be 500, because they didn't have like actual numbers. They used letters.
You know, I can't say that I've ever seen that in a Roman numeral.
You know why? Because we haven't had a 500 Super Bowl. That's the only time we use it.
That Super Bowl.
And then when you're at your great grandparents' house and they got that grandfather clock with some Roman numerals. That's the only two places.
Duly noted.
Welcome to Super Bowl D. Great. Hey, great job, Marion. What's your question for us?
Let me just mention Roman numerals are the only time in which half of 9 is 4.
Oh. Half of 9 is 4.
Is this a riddle?
That's perfect. Think of the clock.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not following, though. Half
on
of
your
nine.
Clock, you got 4 and you got 9.
Well, 9 is IX. And if you draw a line halfway, you have IV, which is 4.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, that was important in advancement of medicine, too.
To learn that?
Well, an IV.
IV, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm following you now.
Hey, Marion, thank you.
Am I the only one who understands these things, Adam?
Y'all should have been on the same
team. What people am I working with here?
Marion, what's your question for us?
Okay. Who were the first missionaries?
Who were the first? Is this a trick question, Marion?
Christian missionaries?
Yes.
First Christian.
Who were the first Christian missionaries?
All right. And we're going to talk amongst ourselves, Marion, so don't say yes or no yet. Okay, guys.
Okay.
So first Christian missionaries.
You know, on Paul's journeys, I don't know, you know, he was on a mission. I don't know at what you're going to...
So a missionary would have to be someone going out of your country.
That would be too obvious.
Paul and Barnabas?
Yeah, I'm...
You think that's...
I'm going to go with Paul and Barnabas.
All right.
What do you guys say? Are you going to think of somebody to China or Livingston?
Where was
or
the Ethiopian eunuch?
Philip.
Was he in Israel, though, when he...
That may be good. We might be overthinking this. Yeah, because he ran up to the chariot.
Yeah.
And he said, "You, what are you reading, Isaiah? Do you know what you're reading?" No, I wish I did. He jumped up in the chariot.
She said missionaries, though. I'm going to go with Paul and Barnabas.
Paul and Barnabas.
We'll go with Paul and Barnabas, Marion.
Okay, that's wrong.
Okay.
The answer is actually found in the Christmas story, Luke chapter 2, verses 17 and 18. It says, "And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds." So the shepherds were the first missionaries. When they left the manger scene, they went abroad telling all the things that they had seen and heard that were told them by the angels. So shepherds are the first missionaries.
Wow. Oh, okay. That's really
all right.
Good.
Yeah, and it relates to Christmas.
And here's the deal, Marion.
Oh, my goodness.
Also in that same setting is a first mention of firemen, because you keep on reading in that context there, you see that they come from afar.
That's a polite laugh, isn't it, Marion? You can be honest.
Hey, Marion, have a Merry Christmas. Thank you for listening
Thank
to AFR.
You.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. It's impossible to ask a baby not to cry. It's just impossible.
So we're going to get this all show.
Well, I promise I'm going to deliver.
Yes.
Ed. Huh?
Yes.
Over-promise, under-deliver. That's not me. Or something like that.
That song will be wafting through my ears the whole show, apparently.
Yes, it will.
You're welcome.
Yes,
right,
it
you're
will.
Welcome. You're welcome,
right,
America.
Let's repeat our questions.
Okay, and I'm going to have to.
You're going to have to, or you're going to do it willingly?
I'm gonna have to add a question. So okay. I've had two answered already. All right, my original question remaining. Although most people think it's a more modern word, the word "duh" actually originated in the 1940s. Is that true or false? Second question, you go to the ATM to withdraw cash, but what does ATM stand for? Uh-huh. And I've got another one of those kind of words. The word hyper is short for what word? The word hyper is short.
I know what that is.
Good stuff. Well, professors, I like to take some of my allotted time to wish my niece happy 18th birthday, Carly, my favorite niece. So happy birthday, Carly Marley. 18 is a big deal. Nice little milestone there.
Carly Marley. Is that really her last name?
No, not her last. That's just, you know how you got nicknames for your loved ones. Yeah. Hey, here's my questions. First question, what Texas city is nicknamed the Yellow Rose of Texas? Second question, in Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol, what was Mr. Scrooge's first name? Then I'll add one. In The Wizard of Oz, what was the lion looking for? In The Wizard of Oz, what was the lion looking for?
By the way, you know, you talk about nicknames, Carly Marley. My son's name is Tony, and I used to call him Tony Baloney.
Really?
I did.
After all that grief you took growing up from
Eddie Spaghetti?
Eddie Spaghetti and
Tony
Ed
Baloney, what makes you so fat?
Wow.
Eye of a newt, tail of a rat.
I tell you, you guys are so inspirational.
You know, it's a small wonder that we are in radio and not working for Hallmark, because we'd be making a killing, my friend. You would, for sure, Ed.
All right, Tim, your questions.
By the way, last week I mentioned that Oz never did give nothing to the Tin Man that he didn't already have. And
yes.
And JJ,
I got it.
JJ was connecting with me, and you looked at me with a blank stare.
It went right over your head.
You ever get that?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
70s song.
I'm just gonna let that linger.
Oh,
is a song from the 70s?
Yeah, and I think
I don't know what song it is.
Well, it's kind of like if you learn it yourself, you'll never forget it. You'll remember it.
Yeah.
So I don't want to just spit it out there to you. Okay.
Please don't spit it out here.
Okay. Here are my questions. How many carats are there in pure gold? I'm talking about pure gold, ladies and gentlemen. Not half gold, pure gold. Number two.
I can't wait to find out, by the way, because as an Italian, I'm going to run out and buy a nice big old chain to put around my neck. Unbutton my shirt a few buttons.
Get in your convertible.
Second question. During his 2-year imprisonment in Rome, how many epistles did Paul write? And my third question, how many zeros are there in a trillion? How many zeros are there in a trillion? And we go back to the phone.
Hey, the gold, the carat thing, you know, cubic zirconium, diamonds, all this. This guy was at the gym talking with his friend. He said, what's your wife want for Christmas? He said, well, she wants a... four-wheel drive, you know, fancy four-wheel drive. And he said, is that what you're going to get her? No, I'm going to get her a cubic zirconium, you know, and say, here's your diamond ring for Christmas. He said, but I thought she wanted a four-wheel drive. He said, where am I going to find a fake Jeep?
That's a husband who's
that's
sleeping on the couch.
That's a little bit weak. Yeah, the same guy was at the counter. He wanted to see some perfume. They said it was $100 for a bottle. He went, whoa, that's a little much. Can you show me something a little less? Brought out a $60 bottle. He said, that's still kind of busting the budget. Can you show me something just really cheap? She handed him a mirror.
Oh, I like it. All right, we go to Arkansas, and Gash is on the line. Gash, did I pronounce your name correctly?
No, it's Gash.
Gash.
Gash, okay. Gash, welcome to the program. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'm going to ask, answer.
Okay, which one do you want to try to answer?
The one about Wizard of Oz.
Here's the question, Gash. In The Wizard of Oz, what was the lion looking for?
He was looking for courage.
Wonderful. Courage. Nicely done.
Put him up. Put him up.
That's really good,
yeah.
That's not bad.
Yeah, and that'd do a fine monkey for us.
All right, what's your question for us?
I don't have one for you.
All right,
oh,
Gage.
Wait, whoa.
Gage?
Gage? You don't have a question for us?
What the?
Huh?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Oh, okay. Okay. Hey, thanks, right, buddy. Have a Merry Christmas. Tell your family we said thanks for listening to AFR.
It's really disappointing. I just,
He's just kidding. He's just kidding, Gage.
Can the ocean keep from rushing to the shore? It's just impossible. That's
good.
Line number three.
I can't wait. Wait to hear the end of this
song.
Well,
there's wisdom here.
Yeah. You get to the chorus, we're going to be in tears.
Impossible. All right.
All right, let's keep going.
Yeah, let's do it.
We go back to Texas. Daisy's to Texas on the line. Welcome, Daisy, to Trivia Friday.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Daisy. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I want to do both.
All right. Which question you want to try to answer?
First name of Scrooge in Charles Dickens.
Now, before I read that, Daisy, we've had a couple of Texans on, and nobody has gone after that yellow rose of Texas. I thought that would be an easy one for you Texans. Well, here's the question.
Okay.
Here's the question. Mm-hmm. In Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol, what was Mr. Scrooge's first name?
Ebenezer.
Yes, ma'am.
Ebenezer.
Ebenezer. Yes, ma'am. I tell you what we'll do right here. You know, these things just hit me spontaneously.
Yes.
These great ideas, and
it's not impossible.
No, it's not. Now, who am I talking to here?
This is Daisy.
Daisy,
I'll just tell you, Daisy, yes, if you can spell Ebenezer for us without looking it up.
Here we go.
Then I'm going to send you a free, with the three of us, we're going to send you a free Trivia Friday t-shirt.
Here we go.
That's going to be
your.
So let's go. Okay. Let's get started. I'll give you a hint. It starts with E. Let's get started here.
Emily, B as in Bob, E as in Eve, N as in Nancy, E as in Eve, Z as in Zoo, E as in Eden, N as in Nobody. Ebenezer.
Ebenezer.
She got all the way to the very last.
Wait, you missed it too.
She got all the way to the very last letter. What was it?
R as in Robert.
Yes.
I think is that right?
Yes.
Yes.
You got it.
All right.
That
you got
is,
it.
Man,
excellent
that,
job.
Way to go,
wow,
Daisy.
I wouldn't have known how to spell Ebenezer. How do you spell it again, Ed?
E-B-E-N-E-Z-E-R.
Uh-huh.
Ebenezer.
Ebenezer Scrooge.
Yeah, we're not saying bah humbug to Daisy. She got it.
Hey,
she
Daisy,
won a t-shirt.
What you need to do, Daisy, is hold on. Help us on its way. I'll be there. No. Hold on. And we'll send you. We'll get your address and mail you the shirt. Okay.
Yeah. So don't hang up when you're done on the air.
Dumb.
No, I meant
that a Freudian slip.
When you're done on the air.
Huh? I have a question.
Yes. All I'm saying is when we're finished with that, don't hang up. We're going to put you on hold so we can get your shipping information and so on. Okay.
Oh, I won't.
Okay. All right. What's your question for us, Daisy?
Okay, Jacob had 12 sons, right?
Yes.
Which of the 12 sons was the father of Hoppen and Muffin? Hoppen and Muffin.
Who is the father of those two? I don't think we
wait
know.
A minute.
There's the music.
Who's the father of who?
Hoppen and
Muffin.
I tell you what, we're rushed here. Can you stay with us through the break? Daisy, can you hold on through the break?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you stay right there. Don't move now. We might, I'm talking about literally stand where you are so that we don't lose your signal,
Yes.
And we'll be back in 4 or 5 minutes here with more of Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Daisy is going to repeat her question for us, and then we'll get back to the phones with more calls from across the good old U.S. of A. American Family Radio is what you're listening to. It's Trivia Friday, also known as
Learning University.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.